Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Back with you here on Aging Gracefully. Early morning, Sundays, we meet at 6:30 in the morning. Aging Gracefully is a production from Senior Radio Buffalo. And as you know, Senior Radio Buffalo is heard Saturday at 11 o'clock. But this is a special time where we can really sit and kind of have coffee together and start our day. And it always occurs to me that at this time of year, it can be a tough time for so many. Maybe we don't take care of ourselves through the holidays. Maybe we just want to sleep through the holidays because it reminds us of things that have changed so much. And maybe we're not enjoying this time. Well, that occurs to me. And it also occurs to me that there may be some help out there and things that we can do about it. So this morning, we're going to be speaking with a licensed mental health therapist, Brett Stoats, to talk a little bit about what we can do. And in full disclosure, Brett Stoats just happens to be my son. So good morning, Brett. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Brett, a lot of people are sad through the holidays. They're not enjoying the holidays, and maybe they're not taking care of themselves through the holidays. So how do you suggest that we can get more out of this time of year?
I think the first thing that we should do is really manage our expectations of what the holidays are. There can be so many people that put a very high amount of stress and a high amount of expectations on what we should be doing. We have to have the perfect Christmas, the perfect New Year's. The family's going to come over and everyone's going to be civil and wonderful to each other. And I think that in a lot of cases, what that's doing is setting ourselves up for more stress, and it's setting ourselves up for failure. Now, instead of these grand expectations, I think we need to first look at what would make us happy. Let's not try to make everyone at the table happy first. What do we need? Do we need a little bit of time just to relax and watch Christmas movies? Do we want to get through the holidays without gaining 10 pounds? Once we figure out what our expectation is, we can kind of build and grow from there.
Well, let me ask you this, Brett. Is it okay to carve out a little time to address your sadness? I mean, there are people who are not with us this holiday season, and there's that place at the table that's empty. Is it okay to address that and give that some time?
Not only do I think that's okay, I think that's going to make us feel so much healthier in the long run. When we have that expectation that we shouldn't even acknowledge, that we just want to be happy for today, I think that that's really an unnatural reaction, and it's setting ourselves up again for more stress. If we've lost people through the year, or if we've lost people through the years, I think spending some time thinking about what the holidays meant to them and what we can do personally to honor that memory. If your mother loved puzzles, maybe we do a puzzle. Maybe we do something to honor that person just for a little while. And we want to mark that time off. We want to give ourselves that time. And then if we find that we need more, or if we find that we're getting stuck in that, then we want to be very careful to kind of build things around our schedule. So we're going to make time for that, and then we're going to move on. Then we're going to do something else. This time of year can be depressing for so many because we kind of get stuck in that mindset of, oh, well, this isn't right, and this person isn't here. And that's not what those people would have wanted for us.
Mm. And we're speaking with Brett Stoats, who is a licensed mental health therapist, and we're talking about the holidays. And sometimes the holidays are not a time of year where we're really jumping into with both feet, because it can remind us of some sadness. But also, Brett, let's talk about expectations. A lot of people feel like this is just such a busy time. I'm not enjoying myself. I can't get the house clean enough. All the expectations of trying to hit every party and having to have just the right gifts. It is emotionally and physically exhausting.
Yeah. And people can get sick trying to put themselves through too much. I see it every year. Come about January 10th, when a client will come to me with a big cold because they tried to do too much. I think if we are trying to get the most out of the holidays, what we really need to ask is, what can we cut out? What is not bringing us joy? Is there a dish that you feel you have to make every year and you hate making it? Maybe we can skip that this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can just focus, instead of doing 10 things when we're white knuckling, we're feeling stressed out, maybe we do 3 things that we really take the time to enjoy.
You know, also, it also occurs to me that with so many people who are listening to this show in retirement, let's think about planning something in the future that lets us hop over this time.
Yes.
Let's think about maybe a trip down the road, or just taking a ride, or making plans with someone down the road when things are a little calmer. Those kinds of things can bring you joy.
Of course. I love Buffalo. That being said, Buffalo in January and February can sometimes use a little bit more brightness. If you're finding that December, you're packed and you're tired, and when you're looking at your schedule, you're not happy about all the things you're doing, you're more stressed, or you find yourself grumbling, maybe your friends are feeling that too. Holidays are, of course, they're a day, but holidays are when we're able to meet. Mm-hmm. If you feel like, hey, why don't we meet January 15th? Why don't we meet in 2 weeks? You might find that you enjoy that more, and it kind of keeps that good feeling around for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
January can be the month where I see clients with the most depression, because now they're into the new year and they took all of their kind of stressors with them. Mm. And we can carry some of that wonder, some of that joy, some of that like familial bonds into the new year, and we can enjoy it then. We can really minimize a lot of those normal feelings or a lot of those feelings of depression.
You know, Brett, and once again, let me give you an introduction. Brett Stoats is a licensed mental health therapist, but he's also my son. So we have a lot in common as we talk about this, and I'm laughing, thinking about some of our family get-togethers and things like that, because we're the same as everybody else, and we have the same stressors. But we're talking with a lot of people now who are listening, who are retired, and really, that is an opportunity now to look at things in a different way. I found myself that I had a lot more time to decorate, to backpedal the holidays and start shopping, let's say, in October, because I had time to do it. You can still do things to enjoy the season and find things that are meaningful to us individually.
100%. 100%. What I think is important is looking at what brings you joy from the holidays. There's a lot of stressors, of course. And you know what? We can let some of those things go. Mm-hmm. We can choose what is going to make us happy, what gives us fulfillment. And then we can do that at any time. If you have more time than you used to, there's no rush. There's no reason to wait. If you like to decorate, then decorate. It's nice. It's nice to have. And it makes us feel a little bit more mindful of the season. I absolutely love this mentality, being mindful, being aware of what we're doing and how we're feeling. A lot of the times the holidays can seem like a rush. And, you know, we sit down to watch a Christmas movie on December 1st, and all of a sudden it's January. If we have the time to really embrace what the holiday is, we can choose to do things that are meaningful to us about it. If that's going to see grandkids, if that is going to see all of, taking a nice drive and seeing all the lights, make time for that. See what you want to do. And I would honestly put that on the schedule so you can have that to look forward to, you know, through the week as well.
Absolutely. And did you say grandkids? I will definitely make time to visit grandchildren, Brett. Hint, hint. I'm just saying. But no, you're absolutely right. And you know what? Brett lost his grandfather this year. I lost my dad to COVID. So I love Christmas music. But you know what? I've made a conscious effort. I'm not listening to the sad songs, just the up happy songs, because I still enjoy it. And I know my dad would too. Find a way to alter the holiday that fits your needs. And you will find, hopefully, that you can enjoy pieces of this holiday, the parts that you can. And also, Brett, I would say, don't be afraid to say no to people who are really commanding too much of your time and effort. It's okay not to make every single party. It's okay if you're not feeling up to it to pass on a certain party tonight.
Certainly, certainly. If you are feeling more stress about the situation than joy, then that might be a good indicator that we're doing too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I think this time of year is lovely, but people do sometimes want to overload. They want to do everything. That's stressful. And when we're taking that mentality, all that's going to serve to do is to stress us out and then to make us, you know, feel annoyed or feel resentful that we have so many things to do. If you are not feeling up to it, it is okay. Call your friends, call your family, and then what the best case scenario is, push it back. Mm. Schedule plans in the future. Hey, listen, I'm just not feeling up to it tonight. Maybe we can talk next week. Maybe we can talk in the new year. Maybe we can plan a lovely family dinner a few weeks from now, and we can, you know, we can cook together. How can we turn that negative, that feeling like, oh, I just don't want to do it, into a positive?
Right.
And It's not that hard to do when we allow ourselves the grace to cancel plans.
I love
or
that.
Or to move plans.
Give yourself permission in the new year for sure.
Yes,
Brett
definitely.
Stotz is a licensed mental health therapist. And again, full disclosure, he's my son. And what I want to leave you with is a great website that's got so many helpful phone numbers, okay? Go to www.3.erie.gov. That's www.3.erie.gov. It's the Erie County website. You can find a 24-hour crisis services phone number. There's a phone number for domestic violence. If you need to speak to somebody, a counselor, they have Family Health Plus, Erie County information. Maybe what's stressing you out is that your heat is becoming more and more expensive this time of year, or you're not sure how you're going to feed your family. They have the HEAP program there. So many different programs through www.3.erie.gov. And make sure you let everybody know you heard it on Aging Gracefully, a subsidiary of Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. We've started a new mini-series called Aging Gracefully, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Catholic Medical Partners. Joandy's Place Restaurant. After a lovely ride through the country, Joandy's Place was my breakfast destination. A cozy, park-like atmosphere was the perfect complement to my delicious meal. Open daily at 9 a.m., Joandy's Place Restaurant is located at 858 Bloomingdale Road in Basem, New York. Joandy's Place, you're going to love their food. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be talking with the Field and Fork Network, a local farming organization, on how they connect communities to innovative solutions that foster a sustainable food system. Listen in Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Field and Fork Network, sponsored by Orville's Home Appliances. Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here on Aging Gracefully. This is a production from Senior Radio Buffalo, and you normally hear that on Saturday at 11 a.m. This is our Sunday morning show on WBEN. So happy that you're with us. And as you know, with this show, we talk a little bit more personally with you, things that are about you. Maybe it's how you're feeling, things that you're looking to do in the new year for you personally. And you know, our mental health is so important. And I think for a lot of us during COVID, just trying to get through this part of all of our lives now, maybe our mental health was kind of put on the back burner just because we had to pay attention to so many other things. But you know, COVID has left a scar with a lot of us, and we have to wear that scar, but yet move forward into whatever normal is for us now. So we've got the holidays ahead of us, and maybe for some, the holidays are looking different than they have been, and maybe different isn't good for you, and so you're not looking forward, and maybe you're a bit more anxious about the holidays and the year after. So what do you say we stop for a second and speak with Dr. John Improta? He's a psychiatrist in the psychiatric emergency room at ECMC and dealing with people who basically are in stress all the time. Good morning, Dr. Improta. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, you know, I love the holidays, and I always assume everybody else does too. But a lot of people don't because they feel they can't enjoy them because there's just too much to do, too much going on. So they pull themselves out of that moment, and thus they never get to enjoy. And this can really be an example of almost anything in your life. It doesn't just have to be the holidays. But I'd like to talk about this and find out how people can experience more joy.
Yeah, this happens every year in my house. We have several children, and everybody's got band concerts orchestra and choir and all sorts of things. And so then my wife and I, we were fretting one night and thinking about all the things that we must do, the anticipation of all the things that we must get done. I said to her, I stopped and I said, okay. And then I thought of the quote from the Grinch, the most of that I could think of. And I said, it came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. Maybe if Christmas wasn't come from a store, maybe it means a little bit more. And she, you know, she smiled and she said, it still doesn't help me. but it is something that it is something that we lose sight of. The idea that we do have lots of things to do, but we're there to celebrate something a little bit more than just presence under the tree. We are there to celebrate. We're there to celebrate family. We're there to celebrate love itself, and we lose that. One of the ways that we've been dealing with it is by just writing stuff down and saying, "Okay, we've got to get that done by such and such day." And if it doesn't get done, take a breath, exhale slowly, and we try to accomplish that list and. Sooner or later, we're going to get to 3/4 of that list and feel a little bit better. The anticipation is now less so. The anticipation is based on stuff that we might not get done. But instead of actually doing it, we sometimes spend a lot of time just anticipating how we can't get it done.
Yes, that is so true. You know, my mom, God bless her, she's a 91, and she always used to say to me, you know, Linda, Christmas comes the same day every year. You know, you don't have to wait until December 13th. You know, to get out and get the gifts. You can start this way ahead of time, and then you have that real sense of satisfaction that, you know, you already know that you've got something that somebody's going to love because they mentioned it. That I found was very, very good advice. And for me, starting earlier is just giving myself more days to enjoy it.
Right. And that's an excellent point you make. And I'm going to tell you that the idea is that instead of starting like the day after Thanksgiving, there are other things that are going on in Thanksgiving. It'd be nice to maybe start in November before that and enjoy Thanksgiving and then get right back to it. But yes, starting a little bit early, writing down some things, and saying, okay, so what day could we accomplish this? The other technique that, by the way, that my wife actually started when she was getting her PhD. She was reading a book as, okay, so you have 6 months until. So now how can you accomplish your dissertation? It started off with graduation day, like what you're going to make sure you did. So then it traced you back. So like, okay, it's May. Now May 14th is the day you have to order your cap and gown. And then it goes back. Now April. Now you got to do this. And then March. And so it works backwards. It almost helps. Sometimes for us to say, okay, the 24th, we've got to have everything bought and wrapped by then. Okay, good. So what should we be doing on the 24th? Now go to the 23rd. Now go to the 22nd. Sometimes it's quite helpful to actually start at the last, start at the close.
Yeah, and you know, what I found out was that right around this time of year, we're actually celebrating, depending on your faith and your culture, there's about 20 different holidays that pop up at this time of year. It's not just the big three, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Christmas. There's a lot of different ones. And, you know, I have never taken it personally when someone has said, you know what, I got you something. It hasn't arrived yet, but next time I see you, I got a surprise for you. That didn't ruin my Christmas. I mean, that's okay. That's the way of the world today, you know?
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that is something that, you know, my sister, who I think cuts your hair.
Yes, we do have that in common. Yes.
Yeah. She got me this terrific present for my birthday. And then she said, well, it doesn't fit you. Let me get you a different one. So I got her present because her birthday is the next month.
Uh-huh.
And it's forever to come to the house. And I said, listen, next time I see you, I have your present.
Right.
She's like, great. That's so great. And I was like, I feel terrible because it's, you know, it's your birthday and I don't have it, but it's on order. I said, don't feel bad. Are you kidding? Let's enjoy. And that's what she did. It was wonderful.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes you get a bunch of stuff in December, but you don't get anything in January, you know? So I think that's really cool. I mean, when you think about it. So I think if we just take it like just like you say, Dr. Improta, you have to breathe. You have to think about what we're really concerned about.
Yeah.
Think about the joys in our life. And if you can't be happy for just the holiday, sometimes just counting your blessings. And if you really stop and think, and I think of basic things, like I woke up this morning and I can see, I can hear, I wasn't part of that terrible tornado. I've got that still around me. My dad's gone, but I've got my mom, and I've got my son. Be grateful for the joys and the blessings that you do have, and you might find that it changes your mood a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, that terrific Bing Crosby song, you know, Counting My Blessings, or mm-hmm. you know, that is absolutely one of the better things that I've ever heard. Because you say, okay, my legs can work today, my arms can work today. Look at what I just picked up, and you know, I'm not to plug it, but it's aging gracefully. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can still do this. Look at what I'm able to do. I'm all right.
Right. And sometimes that's the best you're going to get. Sometimes that's what, you know, that's what it's all about. And then when you do see someone, you know, who you love, you know, grab them and be happy that we have this moment, because life promises us nothing. And so every day and every opportunity and every chance that we get to do something with someone else is a real blessing. So if we think about that and maybe less of the to-do list, you know, we just might find that we draw more peace from the season more than anything else. And that alone is worth everything.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
John, it's been great speaking with you. We've been with Dr. John Improta, who's a psychiatrist at the Psychiatric Emergency Room at ECMC. He speaks with a lot of stressed people all the time. So hopefully, folks, we've had an opportunity to start your day on a better note. And by the way, ECMC does have a help center. It's a walk-in center, but I'll give you their phone number if you find that you'd like a little help, you'd like somebody to talk to on the other end, 716-898-1594. And say, hey, you know what? I heard Dr. John Improta on Aging Gracefully, a part of Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.